I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Is it Wednesday night yet? Because I can't wait. I can't wait. Good morning, Babyface. Damon, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Don. Thanks for asking.
Good. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, the big Republican debate on CNN is going to be fireworks, no doubt. Mm-hmm. The guy carrying the ball, you know, gets hit hardest all the time. And that guy is Donald Trump. Everyone will be coming for him. Trump, of course, will be and is coming for everybody. He's already coming for people, but he will be coming for everybody on Wednesday, even the people who won't be up on the stage with him in California at the Reagan Library. Ronald Reagan, by the way, I say he will be the 12th candidate up on the stage because no doubt just about all the other 11 hopefuls will invoke Reagan in some way. But Reagan abided by something none of these candidates have followed. Do you remember the Republicans' 11th commandment? Thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican.
Too late.
Well, yeah. Well, you took the words right out of my mouth, Sybil. This time, not so much.
George Will is a disaster. The guy's a disaster. Honestly? Another one, Karl Rove. No, he's terrible. He's terrible. He's terrible. He still thinks that Mitt Romney won. He's still going around saying, I think he won. This guy raised, think of this. He ought to be in Wall Street. He raises money pretty well. He raised last cycle, the last presidential election. He raised $434 million and didn't win one race. Can you believe that? Can you believe it?
He said, I can't believe it. He wanted to say, I can't believe it because I saw the television commercials he produced and they weren't good. So George Will, of course, is a conservative commentator, very respected conservative commentator on the Republican side. Karl Rove is a Republican strategist, of course, who was once referred to as President George W. Bush's brain. Once upon a time, Rove was beyond reproach for Republicans. That was before Trump turned the whole race on its head. The normally mild-mannered Jeb Bush even imitated Trump on Colbert the other night.
I will build a wall between the United States and Iran and make Mexico pay for it. Okay. I will turn the National Mall into a luxury golf course, and China will respect that. I promise to put meatloaf on the $10 bill and give Little John a cabinet position, which would send the message that this great nation will never turn down for what?
That's funny. That was funny.
That's where this is going. Jeb Bush, Dr. Ben Carson, both among the Republicans who disagree with Trump on building a wall. But building a wall got Trump the biggest applause last night at a rally of 20,000 plus people in Dallas.
And it's a massive problem. We have to stop illegal immigration. We have to do it. We have to build a wall, folks. We have to build a wall. And a wall works. All you have to do is go to Israel, say, how's your wall working? Walls work.
Wow.
Beyond immigration, the Republicans also disagree with each other on the religious/same-sex marriage standoff in Kentucky with Kim Davis. They no longer agree with the Pope because of climate change and other issues. They can't come to an agreement on the Serbian refugee crisis and on income inequality. In the old days, I don't know if you remember, it was Democrats who weren't so consistent with their messaging. Republicans had one clear message that involved a couple of things: the economy, smaller government, less taxes, God, and immigration. That was then. This is now. GOP candidates, in the words of the late Rodney King, can we all get along? We'll see tomorrow night, Wednesday, on CNN.
Dang.
Wow.
Babyface, this is scary to me.
Yeah.
If these people go out and vote and make this man president,
it's our pop culture today. It's kind of like what it is.
He can nay-nay.
I mean, they all love Ronald Reagan, but he tore down a wall, the Berlin Wall. So, I mean, how's that the answer?
And Ronald Reagan was about inclusion on immigration, you know. And
that's what everybody else is, except for Donald Trump. And now that it's looking the other way, that people don't want that, that's where everybody is turning to the Trump way of thinking, which is even scarier in trying to amass votes themselves.
Will the people that are coming out to these rallies actually go to the polls and vote? I mean, I know it's like a reality show, and it's really entertaining right now. But unlike a reality show or anything on TV or in the movies, you have to go to the polls on a Tuesday and vote. Will this enormous swell of support to Donald Trump transfer to a Tuesday in November next year? He's the Republican candidate.
Not so much a Tuesday in November, but definitely as you start in January and February of next year, you're going to see it.
In Iowa.
I mean, the first question is...
In the snow.
You have to ask yourself, what is it that he's getting everybody? Why is he pulling people in? I mean, that's the real question.
He's tapped into something that people who are unsatisfied and people say in anger. And you know who goes to the polls to vote? People who are on a mission,
right.
Who are angry and who are
Look
upset.
At the tea
and those
party.
People, as he says out loud, his messaging is, we need to take our country back. We need to make America great again. And people are tapping into that. They don't believe we're so great. They don't like some of the concessions that they believe that we have met.
But Babyface, you said something overseas. You said something interesting. You said he doesn't have any solutions. How are you going to fix all these problems? He doesn't have any solutions. And you say that at some point he has to have solutions for people to actually vote for him.
At some point, I don't know that he has solutions or not. I can't say that because he hasn't said anything. But at some point, he will have to say exactly what his plans are. But that being said, still, what drives people to vote is like if you reach them emotionally.
Mm-hmm. And
it's no different than when Obama reached everybody emotionally and everybody was ready to go. Because he had touched them in a way, so
in a good way. It's
whether it's good or bad. Yeah. If someone is touching your emotions, that's what drives you to support.
Yeah.
I agree with you on the emotion part.
Multi-platinum singer songwriter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He knows how to touch people.
I agree with you on one thing, but this is not a traditional election. If
not
you look,
at all.
It's people who are not traditional politicians
it's
who are
It's
going
to take more than
well
a Snickers to get these people to act.
It's
right.
Like a Comedy Central roast.
President Trump, get used to it.
No!
All right, Don. Good job.